Second paragraph of this Mishnah, hey, fifth Mishnah, Shloshu Dvarim Avon Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael, Lama Ben Lo Lisa Vehete, Lo Lehete. Three things were told to Rabbi Yishmael, he didn't pass in one way or the other, whether it's Asa or Muta. Well, first Rabbi Yishmael Ben Masio, Shimon Yas explained them. Amaf is Musa B'Shabbos. The person popped a blister on Shabbos, Imlas Lope Chayiv. He did it so that it should remain open and aerate the area. That's considered that he did some type of binyan, or Makabapachis, says the Rambam. He fixed up the Nemaisa Umnis to fix up that wound. And therefore, it's an Isser Dereis on Shabbos. And the Tzimayin Lecha, if he wasn't careful about how he made the opening, just punctured it to get the pas out, then it's put. The Gemara says it's permitted, because since it's painful to have it in, you're allowed to do that. It's not considered mamish causing any bleeding, only the pus is coming out, no blood's coming out. But Tzadachos B'Shabbos, the person who captures a snake, if it's not a had a potter, if it's running after him, he's afraid it's going to bite him, you're allowed to throw something on top of it to capture it, that's permitted. But if he catches it for its venom, because he wants to use it for medicinal purposes, then he gets a death penalty. Now going to Halacha, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, certain types of bowls, Shem Ta'iris, Boil Ames, Tameyes, Bemasa Hazov, that the Torah, if they go into oil hameis, because it's talking about they make two bowls that were stuck together as they made them, so it's like a bowl. And therefore it's talking about oil hameis because the inside is separated. Tumeis v'masa azov, if there's some tumas heses, there's a zov moving it around, then that can be matam then. Elizabeth he says it's not considered a full kli because he didn't finish making it. You have to crack it in half, and therefore it's not. It's not kevelin tabatum.